Welcome to our daily visit to Detroit's finest musical vaults to find out why the UK fell in love with the music, the artists and the songs from Berry Gordy's astonishing musical production line. Welcome to In Love with Motown. Marv Johnson with one of the many songs which charted over here, but not in America. And that's for Northern Soul fans John and Sally, who dropped me a line asking for that one, which of course you can do via the message board on the website, or you can email me if you like to. The address is info@lgradio.online. We move from one Marv to another now. Our next Marv, Marv Tarplin, was one of Smokey's miracles. He came up with the main riff for this next hit, having been obsessed with Harry Belafonte's Banana Boat song. He'd given the melody to Smokey to try and come up with some lyrics, but it took him 6 months before he came up with an idea concerning tears, leaving indelible marks on our faces. Tears of a Clown is now, of course, one of the classics, and in 1966, Martha Reeves and the Vandellas recorded their version.
Close.
Martha Reeves sings Smokey Robinson. The same year that came out, Stevie Wonder recorded his version of the song whose history we've looked at in an episode of our In the Mood shows. From time to time, Motown artists would record their interpretations of the standards from the Great American Songbook. And being a huge fan of Dinah Washington and her version of this song, it was only a matter of time before Stevie recorded his own version.
Did you see I've got a lot to learn?
Stevie Wonder. Our next selection is one of those classic songs that sounds so simple, it's amazing to think what it achieved. There's not really any chords in it, just one riff all the way through, which is really saying something because unlike many of the Motown songs, which seem to come in at around 3 or 4 minutes, this one goes on for a mammoth 12 minutes. It was broken up into two sections, split on each side of the single, and incredibly, side one picked up the Grammy for Best R&B Vocal Performance, and the elongated instrumental solo on the B-side also won a Grammy that year for Best R&B Instrumental Performance. I won't play you the full 12-minute version, here's a cut-down, but nevertheless, glorious 6-minute version.
It was the 3rd of September, that day I'll always remember. Yes, I will. 'Cause that was the day that my daddy died. I never got a chance to see him. Never heard nothing but bad things about him. Mama, I'm depending on you to tell me the truth. Mama just hung her head and said, son, Papa was a rolling stone. Wherever he laid his hat was his home.
And when he died,
all he left us was alone. Oh, Papa was a rolling stone, my son, yeah. Wherever he laid his hat was his home.
And when he died,
all he left us was alone.
Thank you. but to say that Papa never worked a day in his life.
And Mama, some bad talk going around town saying that Papa had 3 outside children and another wife, and that ain't right.
Heard some talk about Papa doing some storefront preaching, talking about saving souls and all the time leeching. Dealing in debt and stealing in the name of the Lord. Mama just hold her head and say, Papa was a rolling stone, my son. Papa never was much on thinking. Spent most of his time chasing women and drinking.
Mama, I'm depending on you to tell me the truth.
Mama looked up with a tear in her eye and said, son,
Papa was a rolling stone.
Written by Barrett Strong and Norman Whitfield. That's the double Grammy Award winner from The Temptations. Although much of Motown's identity came from the city and sounds of Detroit, Berry Gordy got his artists to record songs from outside the Motown production line. We've heard in these shows some of the Bacharach and David songs they covered. Now, let's see how Diana Ross and the Supremes got on with material from these shores.
It's been a hard day. You're gonna
Diana Ross and the Supremes sing The Beatles. Time for one more trip into the Motown vaults. This year marks an incredible 30 years since we lost this next singer. He had graced so many of the Temptations recordings on so many of their classic hits. His was a tumultuous journey through life with constant struggles outside of the recording studio proving to be his downfall. After he had left the Temptations, he did release a whole bunch of solo recordings, on many of which he still sounds like a man pleading with us to believe in love. This is the great David Ruffin.
Think of your fellow man, lend him a helping hand, put a little love in your heart. You see, it's getting late. Put a little love into your heart, and the world will be a better place. Oh, and the world would be a better place for you and just for me. You just wait.
Just wait
and see. Another day goes by, still the children cry.
David Ruffin concluding matters for us here on In Love with Motown. Thank you very much for listening. Don't forget to visit the website when you can find when the next episode is on. And you can, of course, access this show via the Listen Again page. This is lgradio.online. Thanks for listening.